State of the Union is very troubling, you think? A California jury recommends death for a serial killer. A congressman is denying in the meantime that he sexually groped anyone, especially a male staffer. He says he was thrown under the bus in the name of health care. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across the nation. If you were rocking out some great tune and you lost interest into whatever station you were on, we're glad that you found us on whatever network you found us on. Oh, the network is GCN, but whatever station locally you found us on, or through the internet for all of our friends listening to us in Iraq and in Spain and in Sweden and in Canada. Hello and welcome to the show once again. Here's where we start. A kiss is just a kiss, or is it? Hesang Zheng found that a kiss is much more than that. He said he was a lovesick man. He was just a graduate student from China who went under a rope barrier, Newark Liberty International Airport, to say goodbye to his girlfriend. That, of course, was a security breach. It led to massive flight delays. He pled guilty in a courtroom to a misdemeanor charge on Tuesday and apologized publicly for the first time. Here's what that sounded like.
I just wanted to spend more time with my girlfriend. I made a big mistake, and I also learned a big lesson in my life.
This is a guy who was a doctoral student in a big science program at Rutgers University, and he did make a bonehead move. He made a mistake. But here's my question. So this is what happens. He pled guilty, and as part of the plea agreement for trespassing, he agreed to pay $500 and the court costs and also perform 100 hours of community service. So picture him picking up trash in Jersey somewhere with a bunch of other people or doing whatever it is that he'll do for community service. And it's not going to affect his immigration status, I guess. He's on a student visa at Rutgers. He's supposed to graduate in spring. He's part of a research team searching for a cure for glaucoma, and a lot of people backed him up. So it was back in January, in the beginning of the year, when they found him from a video. It showed him going under the rope, as I described, and entering a restricted area of the airport after a guard stepped away from his post. And they shut down the terminal for 6 hours. That is a big terminal, especially for international flights, but even flights around the U.S. Thousands of people were stranded. They had massive delays. About 200 flights were either canceled or just delayed for a couple of hours because of what happened. And the airlines naturally lose money. They lost millions of dollars for the terminal being emptied and the passengers had to be rescreened. It was just an absolute nightmare. So a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon. This is an easy layup if you're a senator or congressperson. And the New Jersey senator, Frank Lautenberg, pushed through legislation that would create a federal civil penalty of $10,000 for intentionally breaching airport security and then a criminal penalty of up to 10 years in prison. So he's the first guy to trip up and he doesn't have to face this. But anybody else who does this, there's a good chance if this all goes through, they would have to face the music. I mean, big time. Whoops, accident, I'm in love, blah, 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 blah. I went through, there was nobody guarding. But my question also is, what about the TSA employee? Yeah, I know that they were, I think, scrubbed for a couple of days. And, you know, they obviously, the TSA person who left the post failed to protect people going through that area in Newark. And then, of course, caused many to miss planes and everything else and costs people money all the way around the board. I mean, it's completely unacceptable. He wasn't a threat. It was a mistake. Yes, we understand that. But what happens the next time around? We may have a new head of the TSA if this retired major gets confirmed, who supposedly has a lot of training in in recognizing, you know, human intelligence and the intelligence business, in recognizing traits that might give people away and that sort of stuff. Well, I think they need to really clamp down on this. I mean, look, okay, so this guy makes the mistake, throws himself on the mercy of the court, all that stuff. He gets off with a slap on the wrist. The next person won't be so lucky once Lautenberg's piece of legislation goes through, which I don't think it'll have a hard time getting through at all. But you need to hold the TSA accountable for this as well, because that person leaving the spot created what happened. That's what created the problem. So I'd like to know if that person was fired. They should have been fired. Period, end of story, because you cannot tolerate that. There's absolutely no way that you can let that stand. And to me, that has to be, I don't care, first offense, whatever, that has to be where the buck stops. It has to be with the people who are being paid to watch what's going on. So it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Enough said about the kiss, which could have been the kiss of death for some. On to the internet and recruiting for would-be jihadists. The U.S. authorities, I like that word. In other words, an American woman known as Jihad Jane has been charged with recruiting jihadist fighters through the internet and conspiring to kill an actually a cartoonist in Sweden. I know who it is, so I don't think that person's unnamed anymore. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment Tuesday against Colleen LaRosa, who was arrested in October of 2009, hours after Irish cops busted seven people accused of plotting to kill the Swedish cartoonist. The bottom line on this one is she faces charges specifically of conspiracy to promote material support to terrorists, conspiracy to kill in a foreign country, making false statements to a government official, and attempted identity theft. Over the whole course of a year, what she did was she used the internet to recruit men in Southern Asia, Europe, and the United States for terror attacks. So it's not just that one thing. And women, too, who had passports and the ability to travel around Europe in support of violent jihad. I mean, she looks like any other American woman. Blonde hair, blue eyes, from Philadelphia. So the indictment says that she received two messages in March of last year from somebody in a South Asian country giving her instructions to kill the Swedish cartoonist. And the quote to her was, "Kill him. This is what I say to you. Kill him in a way that the whole world gets frightened." So the Justice Department, didn't give many details about the others that were arrested in Ireland over this alleged plot. But how scary is that? Not just this idea that she was going to actually physically go herself to kill the cartoonist, but the fact that she was recruiting people all over the place to carry out violent jihadist moments across the world. Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Hang with us. More details on that and some other things around the bend.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Jane, as she's being called, I'm glad, because, you know, she said she felt for the Muslim world and the Muslim people, and that's why she was out there trolling around on the Internet. I mean, give me a break. I hope they nail her with everything they can nail her with, period, end of story. Ugh. You know, talk about a traitor in a different way. Well, actually, traitor, yeah, because who knows who she could have turned on innocent American people for whatever plan she wanted to carry out. She was part of the plot to off the Swedish cartoonists who upset the Muslim world, but particularly the violent extremist for his portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad. And She was really trying to make it happen. I mean, no joke. She wasn't just out there spouting angry things. She was really, really trying to do what she could to recruit, and she was absolutely going to be part of either a group or she herself was going to be the person who either pulled the trigger or stabbed to death the cartoonist. So that's one that didn't fall through the cracks. Thank goodness. Boy, we have a bunch of things that we're going to jump to, including this crazy bounty hunters thing that Obama's proposing to root out fraud with the insurance companies. I'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
How you doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. If you don't mind, I want to jump off topic just a little bit and bring up a couple things. I read an article about a guy that's in prison right now for running his 1986 Toyota into the back of a black man and his two children and killing all three of them.
Mm.
And it was a little bit of a racial thing involved there, but I think he got convicted because he was just turned out to be a drunk driver. But he's asking for a new case because he's saying now his Toyota was speeding out of control. And that just brings to a point to me that, you know, if somebody loses their job and they're driving this new Toyota, what's to keep them from hitting the gas pedal and crashing into a building and going for a lawsuit, or crashing into another car going after a lawsuit? I mean, how many hoaxes and scams? I mean, it just seems like that's society today. Everybody's out for the quick buck. How can I get rich fast and not worry about working and doing the right thing for the rest of my life? They're just looking for the quick buck. And
Jay, you're not, somebody else called and suggested that earlier, and I agree. There is a danger. It's so sad that we would even think that cynically, but you're right. What are the odds? I was talking about the fact that there's now all these lawsuits, and then there's individual people who are just saying, well, you know, 6 months ago my brakes weren't working, or I started accelerating. The car was accelerating when I was pressing down. And what's phony and what's fact? I think you are right. You're going to see a lot of different kinds of hoaxes. Yes.
Yeah, and one more topic to jump off to out in space there, out in left field. I heard rumor today that there's somebody coming out saying they were part of faking Obama's birth certificate, and I did a little bit of digging into that, and it appears that when he applied to college, he applied for an alien grant. Now, if he applied for an alien grant, was he lying then, or is he lying now? All right, enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's it. You know what, boy, I like that Jay skedaddle. Thanks, Jay. He drops a bomb on us, and then he skedaddles about the whole birth certificate thing. What I heard from somebody in Washington who is not an Obama supporter, who is right as right can be, and it's been behind politics for a very long time. As he told me in a conversation, I was like, hey, you know, what's the deal with this? Is there anything here? And you know what he said? He said, it's just all this chatter out there, but it's not worth pursuing, because he thought that he believed, that the roads really led to nowhere, that the birther thing and that whole movement and, you know, let's go and let's try to bring him down this way and prove about the birth certificate, that would really ultimately, it would come up empty. Because, as he said to me, it's just kind of a diversion. He thought almost in a way, you know, we're talking about people intentionally doing things with Toyotas. He thought almost in a way that there was somebody else pulling some strings in the background from the Democratic side of things, fueling a little bit, fanning the flames of the birther deal to distract, to use it as a different kind of distraction away from things that the president was trying to do. So, you know, I don't know. But speaking of the president, he says that he's going to bring in these high-tech bounty hunters to help root out healthcare fraud. And he's taking this from people calling up and talking to him. In fact, Dana in Texas one time, you know, she's telling us the hard time she's having now in her situation getting through the stuff that she needs for the red tape. But she called once a while ago and was talking about something that was on her bill, something that wasn't right that was in there, but just was just fraudulently somehow put on there. And there are other people that find the same thing. A lot of times they don't notice it. But there is, of course, massive fraud going on when it comes to healthcare, even straight up when it comes to billing practices sometimes with hospitals. And even if it's accidental, and really not the hospitals, the insurance companies, it's amazing the things that you can catch. So now Obama is saying, and he's going to be in Missouri on Wednesday, that he's on this trip to really promote the whole idea of to rally people and to fire up Democrats who were worried about the health care not passing and constituents in these different areas saying they're not going to vote, they're going to vote the people out and whatnot. So he's trying to help other Democrats. And they released some details of this anti-fraud plan. And, you know, basically what it is they've got, they're talking about health care costs and, you know, that was the easy thing to latch on because everybody was jumping on that. So they've got an ad that's going to start on national cable outlets later this week that hits into 17 different states to really moderate and conservative Democrats because their votes are so big for the legislation to expand coverage to the people who don't have it now and revamp health insurance. So this is the idea, put all this stuff out there, get it out there, and get people to really buy in this because they're struggling to get the votes for the stalled legislation. I mean, that's what it is. Right now, this is kind of like a two-step approach. The House calls for the House to approve the Senate bill from last year, even though the House Democrats oppose some of the main provisions in it. Then you've got both chambers that have to have a companion measures, what they're calling it, to make changes in that first bill. Sounds confusing, doesn't it? You would think passing legislation would be easier. Let's argue about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get some things done. But no, it has to be more complicated than that. So this ad campaign is definitely going for the jugular and trying to say, look, we're gonna uncover this fraud. I'm going to put out my bounty hunters to root out what is evil and what is happening in the heartland, perpetrating all this health care fraud. We're going to get them and we're going to nail them, you know, to the wall. So they hope, what they're hoping for is by Easter that legislation will pass. In other words, it will be on the president's desk by then. And I don't know, it's not looking good. So when they're pushing out these ads, the Republicans are playing up on the different side and they're saying, hey, this is bad news, man. And trust me, my friends, you are going to be voted out if you go in this direction and decide to go for reconciliation and go it alone, baby. You're going it alone. Coming up, we got the mailbag and a few other odds and ends here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. Hopefully you're hanging out in the hammock somewhere. Well, if you're overseas, you might be hanging out in the hammock. Otherwise, maybe you're laying down, can't get to sleep, and you're listening to us, or you're cruising around in your automobile somewhere. I don't know, but we're just glad to have you on board listening to the show. So here's the scoop. It is time to head finally to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I love that. Can you do that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I just like being called a mistress. Okay, so here's the scoop. Dennis McMahon, yo-yo. He writes such clever things. If only I could just do a whole show on Dennisisms. But this one is on target. It's just what we were talking about. The statement by Obama that he wants to use high-tech bounty hunters to root out healthcare fraud reminds me that Obama is still at large, and the only ones keeping this issue alive on a daily basis are Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa. They play the fireman's song every day and will do so until Osama bin Laden is killed or captured. Yeah, you know what? That's a great show in Vermont. One of our longtime affiliates, just terrific people up there. And they do a morning show. They have a thing called the Fireman's Song, and they talk about catching Osama bin Laden. So I get what he's saying here, that, you know, we still have Osama bin Laden alive and kicking, and yet we're going to use high-tech bounty hunters to root out healthcare fraud. I get it. It's so easy to forget, my friend. The further you get away from things, the more people just somehow forget, like I said. I mean, you know, I'm going back to New York next week, and I'm going to be down by Wall Street, and trust me, I never forget. Here's one from, let's see, Jim S. Hey, Kate, really enjoying the show. It's funny, but I think I heard you say, if you were summing it up, Obama seems like he might be an okay guy, but from your perspective, he's ineffective. I think that's a brilliant word. Ineffective is the right way to describe it. I will tell you that I am a longtime Democrat, and I am thoroughly disappointed in the president. I cannot believe how ineffective, as you say, he's been since he's been in office. We can talk about what he inherited and all the problems, but I still say at some point you gotta stop blaming the last administration. Yep, that's the thing. I mean, hey, the buck stops here. You're the president. You wanted the job. Boom, it's yours. All of it. All the nasty stuff and all the big decisions. Yeah, time to wear the big boy pants, and you got to take the blame for stuff. You got to accept the responsibility. This one is a great email from Joe. Hey, Joe. He says, there is an Indian casino in Eagle Pass, Texas, the Kickapoo Casino, known as the Lucky Eagle. And he sent me actually even a link to it. I used to hunt in El Indio close by and have left a lot of wampum there over the years. I listen every morning on my way to work in Austin. I enjoy your humor and style, Kate, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Because we were talking about Indian casinos, I think it was Al who said, do you have any Indian casinos in Texas? And I said no, because I didn't believe there was any Indian casinos. And sure enough, there is one, Eagle Pass, Texas. How many people listening have been to an Indian casino? I just was at one to see Craig Ferguson, the late night guy, the Scottish guy. And the name of the casino is Windstar Casino. I don't know if I talked about this on the air or not. And it's in Oklahoma. And there are a bunch in Oklahoma. In the Midwest, there are a bunch. I guess there's Indian casinos all over the place. Matt, in Minnesota, they have... You've got Indian casinos, don't you?
We certainly do. We have, what do we have? We got the Grand Casinos, we have Treasure Island, and the closest one is Mystic Lake, better known as Mistake Lake, because you never win.
And Mistake Lake. Do they have, I mean, at the casinos, the one that's the closest, we don't have sports gambling anywhere legally, but
no.
Vegas. But do they have... You know, like 21 poker, any of that
blackjack.
Kind of...
At some of the casinos that have poker, but I think the only one that has no limit is actually in Wisconsin, but it's like an hour away, so it's not that bad if you're gonna be doing that. And then we have Canterbury, which is the horse racing, so we have horse racing here. And the new thing, they're trying to pass a measure to get a racino that's state. Run or government run, I don't know what the way to describe it is, but to get money for like a new Viking stadium and other projects, but it hasn't passed yet.
Ooh, yeah, casinos, it's dicey. I mean, not so much for the Indian casinos, but I don't know that, especially now with the Indian casinos, you mentioned all of them in Minnesota. In some areas, boy, they don't want any other type of possibility of other casinos to go up. I mean, you have that in Nevada and you've got it in Atlantic City. But the idea that there might be other, and the riverboat gambling stuff, you've got that too. You have those casinos in New Orleans and Mississippi. I don't know. I think the Indian casinos are just going to expand and grow. I will tell you the one that I mentioned, the Windstar Casino, there's not much in it actually when you go. I mean, they have these incredible finds when they have acts that come in, because you're just in a small venue. And they have only a few places to eat. It looks just like in Vegas, gigantic. I mean, it just looks so huge. The, you know, Big Ben. And so there's like London. It's a thing. It looks like you're in London and whatever. But really, it's not very big. Once you go inside, it's not, you know how the casinos in Vegas are cavernous and there's just every game and every machine going off and anything like a candy store. It's not necessarily like that. I think they're trying to get it to become like that, but they're still pretty far down the road from achieving that.
How much time do you actually spend in the casino, though? Like when you go?
Well, that's an interesting thing. Are you, like, sucked into the machines or poker, or are you doing other things?
Because
like eating,
yeah,
looking at acts?
Like, I used to go, this was more when I was, you know, 18, 19, and you couldn't quite, you know, drink at the bars or anything, so going to the casino was kind of that middle ground of things to do when you're bored.
Sure.
And, I mean, me and my buddies would go there, and you're there for, like, a half hour, and I've spent the money I want to spend.
Oh, yeah.
Which means I lost the money I was planning on losing. And, you know, you don't have anything else to do. So, I don't know. I never found the excitement of the casinos. Maybe it's because I never went with a big enough bankroll, but I don't know. It's like a half hour of playing blackjack and slots or video poker or whatever it is that your game is, and I'm spent.
Well, I agree with you, but there's a lot of people that like to gamble, and they get that high from gambling, and so they take the X amount of dollars, and they either get sucked in because they're losing, and they're just so sure they're going to win it back, and they cannot pull themselves away from it, or they just go with a big, fat wad of cash, and they're going to sit and play and, you know, they're going to... I know people that can go to the casino, and they could be there for 8 hours, which I agree with you, Matt. I don't understand it. I mean, I lived in Vegas. I was doing a radio show, and Vegas was a little different because you had acts and you had lots of food places, incredible food places to eat and things to do, and you got comps and all this other stuff. So there were other things in the casino, plus there was sports betting, which a lot of people did, and that's longer. So you could see any track in the whole United States, sit there and watch the horses go off and go through the, you know, go through
see,
the
sports
paddock.
Betting, I could
that's
get
different.
Into that. I could
yeah.
get into that, because then you can bet on a game.
Cheap,
and you
too.
watch the game and sit around and have fun doing that. I can understand
right.
that, but just sitting around, like, plunking money into slots.
I agree.
Oh, my gosh. I had a girl I did whose mother would do that, go up to the casino for, like, the night and just stay up there. And it would. I had to quit going with them because it would drive me nuts watching her just throw money into a machine like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't watch this.
I agree.
But, I mean, I'd rather just sit at home, you know, get some buddies over in the basement and play some cards. And
right.
bet that way, you know.
Right,
know.
Exactly, and just
me.
Have pots. Just have
right.
pots where you throw it in. I completely agree, but I'm sure if anybody's listening to us and they run an Indian casino, they know exactly what it's about. It is about the people that think they're going to win, or the people that is a massive form of entertainment, and they can sit there forever. That's why they have those cards. When you go into casinos, they have the cards that people get where you see them, and they stick them in the machines, especially the machines, and they sit there forever and a day and play, so they can get, you know, they'll get X amount of points and get some free things because they play, and they're just, that is their entertainment, and they'll do it. But I don't get it, because I think you can really blow through cash pretty fast when you're doing it.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. I'm telling you there's a chance you could lose your shirt, and that's the problem. So, I've seen it, my friends. I have seen it. I've witnessed it. People really thinking, especially when it comes to blackjack, that somehow they are going to go through two shoes, meaning the cards dealt out the whole shoes, and they're going to somehow win. They're going to walk away with a big bank. And I don't think so, unless you were one of those kids from MIT that they were playing the system. If you remember, that movie was
21.
A book. It was a book, and then it was a movie. That's a little bit different. They had a system, and they were mathematical wizards. They were playing for big cash because they were trying to rip off the system, and they did, and they did it well. All right, stay with us. What does the Supreme Court justice say about the State of the Union? He says it's troubling. What does he mean? We'll tell you about it.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fin Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Came out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, when a Supreme Court justice, in fact, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, was addressing a University of Alabama law group, and he answered some interesting questions. This is what happened. He was asked about the method of confirming justices, and Roberts said senators improperly try to make political points by asking questions they know nominees can't answer because of judicial ethics rules. And he said he thinks that the process is has broken down. And he wonders whether justices should even attend things like the State of the Union. And what he said there was the State of the Union has been denigrated into a political pep rally. Boy, so true. So he went on to say, I'm not really even sure why we're there. I mean, why are we there? That's exactly what we're seeing when we go to these things. And he says that Barack Obama's first State of the Union address was very troubling, and it was, as he described it, a rah-rah kind of chest-beating, thumping thing. And, he said, listen, anyone is free to criticize the court, and some should. They have an obligation to do so because of their positions, and he said he didn't have a problem with that. But he said the troubling thing is the image of having the members of one branch of government standing up, surrounding the Supreme Court, cheering and hollering while the court, according to the requirements of protocol, has to sit there expressionless. He says, I think that's very troubling. And if you remember the State of the Union, this was the crazy thing, remember? Obama used the speech to criticize the court's decision that allows corporations and unions to spend money to run those political ads for or against specific candidates. And he did say that. I mean, specifically what he said was, with all due deference to the separation of powers, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law to open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections. And Justice Alito kind of got skewered a little bit for shaking his head, and it looked like he was mouthing the words, not true, as Obama continued. So once Roberts made those comments to the group of students, of course, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier, everything's viral, boom. The White House is asked to comment on it, and they said that, you know, this wasn't the place, we weren't going to focus about on the court, and we weren't going to focus on the court's decisions and blah, 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 blah. And what's troubling is about the decision to open the floodgates, you know, hey, they're drowning out of average Americans, and we're backing it up, and the president is committed to reducing the undue influence of special interests and their lobbyists over government. It's why he spoke out to condemn the decision. He's working with Congress on a legislative response. Please. Because he's doing this, he's doing the same thing anyway. So I like what Scalia said. He's the salty dog on the Supreme Court. I like some of the things that he says. He said he doesn't go to the State of the Union because the justices sit there like bumps on a log in an otherwise highly partisan atmosphere. bravo. Yeah. Okay. So I agree with Roberts. I agree that why do they even have to be there? It's stupid. If it's a protocol thing, forget about it. Ditch it. They don't need it. Because they're not, it's not serving any purpose, you know, whatsoever. Absolutely not. I mentioned in this segment that we would kind of tie up a couple of things, and some of these things are things we've been talking about for a while, and some of them are brand new. And everybody, I mean, at this point, it's becoming in the United States the haves and the have-nots. And it's not like we woke up this morning and said, oh, this is a new concept. We've been seeing it. So I happen to see this study that shows that the number of U.S. households with a net worth of at least $1 million jumped 16% last year, dipping just a little bit during the financial crisis. But $1 million or more, excluding their primary residence, totaling $7.8 million in 2009. So the number of millionaire households shrank by 27% in 2008, but now in 2009 it jumped back up. So 2008 was that down period where the paper money caught up with a lot of people. And now there's been this spike as it's the affluent households have now flipped around. So ultimately, though, what does that mean? Does it mean that the rich get richer, the rules are different? Ooh, tax time, loopholes are better. I'll say this. Look, we live in a capitalistic society, and I agree with capitalism. I agree that greed is not good, that greed is disgusting, and there are people that hoard things and hoard money and the whole thing of over-possessions, you know, the over-amount of wanting to get more and more and more. I don't know how you ever even satiate someone like that, because it's out of control. And I think some people are really out of control, and shame on them, because if you are one of the haves and you're helping the have-nots and you're reaching across and you're trying to give people a leg up, or if you run a company, you're trying to play fair and you're trying to treat people better and encouraging people and rewarding people, then bravo and have at it. I mean, we live in America. Anything's possible. And I'd like to see it, not so much the angry statements of the rich get richer, but the people who have are generous and try to help the people who have not to attain a better way of life instead of setting up this fight between those who don't and those who do. So much better and so much more rewarding when you have it to share it with other people. I mean, you look at even Bill Gates and what he's done since he hooked up with Warren Buffett, who told him, man, you got to get involved in some things. You got oodles of cash, and here's some things that you can do to make the world a better place, to make our communities in the United States better. And to his credit, he caught on and did just that. So when I hear studies and I hear the ranks of millionaires jumping, bravo to those who reach out and try to help other people. All right, some other things that we're going to tie up here quickly that we've been talking about politically, especially. You know, I was just talking about the State of the Union scene being troubling and the whole rah-rah thing and how Roberts feels about that. In the meantime, you've got conservatives trading or exchanging barbs, I guess, over detainee lawyers. Boy, this is, we have not seen the last of this. So what's happened here is all of a sudden Liz Cheney has become a big star on the Sunday circuit. I mean, she's across the board, you know, the daughter of the former VP. And she started this new public campaign to expose lawyers who are defending terrorism suspects. And some people are getting their feathers more than ruffled over what Liz is trying to do, because they don't necessarily want to be exposed as the guys that are backing either suspected terrorists homegrown here in the U.S. or the situation in Guantanamo. But, you know, I would say I'm glad she's doing it. I mean, I'm glad that she's trying to expose some of the people who are acting as though they're not representing any of these guys, but they flat out are doing that, and they're trying to kind of shove it under the rug. And so, shockingly, Liz Cheney and I are on the same side of this argument, at least anyway. Good for her. There's a situation, spending some of her own do-re-mi in an ad campaign to go after some of those lawyers who act holier than thou, but really they're defending the scumbags of the earth. If you have any thoughts on any of the things that we're talking about, as always, you can find us at americatonight.net. I'm going to leave you with this. It was Ambrose Bierce who said, gambling known as business looks austere on the business known as gambling. You can figure it out.